When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You're listening to the Coffee Break French Verb Fix. This is Season 1, Episode 9, and we're looking at the verb devoir. Bonjour à tous et à toutes, et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. This is the 9th episode of our Coffee Break French Verb Fix, and it's the show that will give you your weekly fix of Coffee Break French and help you sort out your verbs so that you can use them accurately and effectively in your spoken and written French. Moi, comme vous le savez très bien, je m'appelle Marc, je suis votre professeur et je vais vous aider avec vos verbes français. In the past couple of episodes, we've been looking at pouvoir, to be able to, and vouloir, to want. And both of these verbs are modal verbs. They are verbs that you can use with other infinitives. So, for example, je peux venir, I can come. Je veux faire mes devoirs, I want to do my homework, and so on. Today we're going to be looking at another modal verb, another verb that conjugates in a similar way to pouvoir and vouloir, and it's the verb devoir. It's irregular. It means to have to must, if you like. Again, we can't really say to must, but it's the word that we use to translate devoir into English. I must do something. Je dois faire quelque chose. We'll hear all of the conjugations of our present, imperfect, perfect, and future tenses in the course of this episode. So let's get started. As usual, we're going to go through the conjugations of each tense here, and we're going to start with the present tense. The present tense of devoir, the infinitive is spelled D-E-V-O-I-R, and your present tense starts with je dois, dois, D-O-I-S, je dois. Then the tu form is tu dois, D-O-I-S again. Then il, elle, on doit. D-O-I-T. So you're seeing the pattern of ending in S for the je and tu forms, turning to T for the il, elle, on form. But remember, in both those cases, the S and the T are silent. Je dois, tu dois, il doit. Then the nous form changes form. We go to nous devons, D-E-V-O-N-S, nous devons. The vous form, vous devez, D-E-V-E-Z, again using this D-E-V from the infinitive of devoir, nous devons, vous devez, and then we return to the O-I form for the il, elle plural. Ils doivent, D-O-I-V-E-N-T, ils doivent, elles doivent, D-O-I-V-E-N-T. Now, how do we translate these forms? Well, je dois means I must do something. So in that situation, we're looking for something to follow. Je dois apprendre le français. I must learn French. Tu dois faire tes devoirs. You must do your homework. However, it's also worth mentioning that devoir on its own can mean to owe. It's similar in meaning. For example, I owe it to myself to do my homework, for example. But if you talk about tu dois de l'argent, you owe money. So to owe is also translated by devoir. Je te dois de l'argent. Il me doit 5 euros. He owes me 5 euros. Okay, let's go through the conjugation of devoir now with some music. Je dois. Tu dois. Il doit. Nous devons, vous devez, ils doivent. So the present tense of devoir in its full conjugation. Let's turn now to the perfect tense. I have had to do something. or I have owed some money, for example. So the past participle that we're looking for here is dû, D-U with a circumflex. So j'ai dû, I have had to, j'ai dû, tu as dû. Of course, we're using the parts of avoir here to form the perfect tense. Il a dû, he has had to. Nous avons dû, vous avez dû, and ils ont dû. So, as usual, we've got something that's relatively straightforward here, using avoir as our auxiliary verb, and the past participle dû, D-U, with a circumflex. Okay, once again, let's go through this with some music. J'ai dû. Tu as dû. Il a dû. Nous avons dû. Vous avez dû. Ils ont dû. That was the perfect tense of devoir, using the past participle dû. Okay, it's time now to go to the imperfect tense. In the past, I was having to, or I had to, or I used to have to. So we're going to take the DEV of the infinitive and add on the imperfect endings. Or, more correctly, to form the verb, we're going to go to the new form of the present tense and take the ONS off and use the DEV plus our imperfect endings. We get the same thing in this particular case, but we might as well be correct in our formation of the verb. So, I was having to, je devais, D-E-V-A-I-S, je devais. You were having to, tu devais, D-E-V-A-I-S, just the same as the je form. Then, ils, elles, on devait, D-E-V-A-I-T. He, she, it, one was having to, used to have to, had to, or indeed, he owed me money, he used to owe me money. Then we come to the new form, nous devions, D-E-V-I-O-N-S, nous devions. Vous deviez, D-E-V-I-E-Z, vous deviez, and the il, elle, plural form, il, elle, devait, D-E-V-A-I-E-N-T, il, elle, devait. Okay, let's do the imperfect tense with some music. Je devais. Tu devais, il devait, nous devions, vous deviez, il devait. That's the imperfect tense of devoir. Okay, it's now time to look at the future. And we're needing our future stem for devoir. The future stem for devoir is D-E-V-R. This gives us, therefore, je devrais. I will have to. I will have to do something. Je devrais aller en France. I will have to go to France. Then the tu form, tu devras. D-E-V-R-A-S. Il, elle, on devra. D-E-V-R-A. He or she or one will have to. Nous devrons. D-E-V-R-O-N-S. Vous devrez. D-E-V-R-E-Z. And ils or elles devront, D-E-V-R-O-N-T. Okay, once again, let's do this with some music. Je devrais, tu devras, il devra, nous devrons, vous devrez, ils devront. So that's the future tense of devoir. It's now time to look at some example sentences. And today, our example sentences include both the idea of having to do something and the idea of owing something. So let's start with the first example. Je te dois de l'argent. I owe you some money. So, je te dois, the te here, is the you part. I owe you. In French, we say I, you, owe. Je te dois de l'argent. And that's the present tense, D-O-I-S. Now, the forms are exactly the same if you're using the O version or the have to version of this verb. It's always devoir, so the forms are exactly the same. Another example could be, I had to leave before the end of the film. Now, here you're telling part of the narrative of a story. I had to leave before the end of the film. So you use the perfect tense. J'ai dû partir avant la fin du film. J'ai dû partir avant la fin du film. I had to, or in another translation, I have had to, j'ai dû partir avant la fin du film. Okay, let's see how you get on now, translating a couple of sentences, one from French into English and one from English into French, both of which will be using the verb devoir. Here's your first challenge. This is translating from French into English, and the sentence I'd like you to translate is Ils devront partir à l'heure. I'll say that again. Ils devront partir à l'heure. Ils devront partir à l'heure. We are using the future tense here, and it's the ils plural. Ils devront, they will have to leave à l'heure, on time. They'll have to leave on time. Ils devront partir à l'heure. Okay, a sentence from English into French to translate. And this time I'd like you to translate, I must go to pick up my brother at the station at 5 p.m. And I'll give you a little hint here. To go and pick someone up is the same in French as to look for someone. So I must go to pick up my brother at the station at 5 p.m. So I must go, I have to go, we're using devoir in the present tense. So je dois, and then to go is aller. And in that case, you run it together. Je dois aller, to pick up my brother, to look for my brother. Chercher mon frère, remember to look for someone is chercher. You don't say chercher pour, but just chercher. Je dois aller chercher mon frère. At the station at 5 p.m, à la gare à 17h, ou à 5h, but 17h would sound more natural in French. Je dois aller chercher mon frère à la gare à 17h. Okay, it's now time to go through our verb once more, all four tenses, and as usual, with some music. We're looking at devoir, and we're starting with the present tense. Je dois. Tu dois. Il doit. Nous devons. Vous devez. Ils doivent. So I have to, I must, you must, and so on. Or indeed, I owe. Okay, now time to look at the perfect tense. I have had to. J'ai dû. Tu as dû, il a dû, nous avons dû, vous avez dû, ils ont dû. That's the perfect tense of devoir using the past participle dû, D-U with a circumflex. Okay, it's time now to look at the imperfect tense of devoir. Je devais, tu devais, il devait. Nous devions, vous deviez, il devait. It's the imperfect tense of devoir. I had to, I used to have to. And now it's time to look at the future. Je devrais, tu devras, il devra. Nous devrons, vous devrez, ils devront. So there you have the full conjugation of devoir in the present, perfect, imperfect, and future. Et voilà, c'est presque tout pour aujourd'hui. Now, this is where you come in. This is where you can take part in the show. We'd like you to join in the verb fix because we want to hear your uses of the verb devoir in a sentence. You can post your sentence on our Facebook page, that's facebook.com/coffeebreakfrench, or you can post them in a comment on our website. Best of all, you can record your sentence and send it to joinin@radiolingua.com as an MP3 file, or simply use the Join In button on the Radiolingua website or on our Facebook pages. We'll choose some of our favourite voice messages and include them in a future community show. Okay, that's where we're going to leave you this week. Don't forget that there is a members version of this show available on the Radiolingua website, and there's a beautiful iPad ebook version available in the iBook store. Both the members version and the ebook include more examples and test translation questions, and we also provide the conjugation of each verb in the conditional, present subjunctive, past historic, pluperfect, future perfect, and conditional perfect tenses too. Find out how you can access this fantastic resource at radiolingua.com/verbfix. Alors, c'est tout pour aujourd'hui, les amis. Merci beaucoup et à très bientôt. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.